You know, when the Bible describes ministry, we hear of words like rooted, grounded, settled, established. And we realize that as parents, pastors, teachers, God's will for our lives and for those that we lead is to help them to be grounded in something far more secure and stable than our church system or our structure. He wants us to lead others into a grounded and settled relationship with Jesus Christ. Our theme this year at Lancaster Baptist Church is Rooted in Christ. And behind me, we have the beginning of the construction site for the West Wing expansion here at Lancaster Baptist Church. And it's interesting because the pile of dirt represents the fact that they're digging down and creating now the foundational footers for this multi-million dollar building program. And before they'll ever go up with the steel, which is my favorite part, they're going to go way down. They're going to get rooted, grounded, and settled in the ground before they can build the superstructure. And that's such a great illustration of what ministry is all about. It's all about helping people to be rooted and grounded in Christ. God wants me to focus on the depth of the ministry here. He will focus on the breadth of the ministry. How far He wants the reach of your ministry to become is really up to Him. My job and yours is to stay deep in His Word, to walk in His Spirit. Now, I got to tell you, after 25 years of preaching here and after nearly $50 million worth of building programs, I'm not starting another building program just for the fun of it or just for the idea of making the campus look a little better. This building has one purpose, and that purpose is to help get people grounded in their faith. If this building will help us bring people in, facilitate the teaching of the Word of God, then praise the Lord for this opportunity. So I just want to give you a couple quick thoughts today on how we can help people stay grounded and get rooted in a society that's constantly uprooting, in a society that is so mobile. How can we help people to be rooted and grounded in Christ? The first thing we're stressing this year is back to the basics of daily in the Word. And thankfully, hundreds of our members have made a new commitment, along with many others who had already been doing this, to daily open the Word of God, follow a Bible reading schedule. And this year, over 700 of our men have committed to being accountable at five different meetings throughout 2012 to another man about how they're doing with their Bible reading. Daily in the Word, what a tremendous and vital component to getting people rooted. Secondly, our people need Bible preaching that is scriptural and applicable at every service. Away with the entertainment. They don't need a preacher who's trying to be trendy or who's trying to be more like the world. They need a pastor who's not in touch with the world, but a pastor who's in touch with God, someone who can help them to get in touch with God. People need to be daily in the Word. They need preaching that's helping them to get rooted in the Word. The third thing that's so important, and I just want to encourage you with it today, is just the fact of our being faithful ourselves. The Bible says in Philippians 4:19, the things that you have seen, the things that you have heard and seen in me, do. It's one thing for them to hear it from us. It's another thing for the church to see us be faithful. You're not going to pastor somewhere for 2 years and then somewhere else for 4 years and somewhere else for 1 year and develop a rooted and grounded people. We ourselves have to be rooted and grounded. We have to be stable, and our people begin to see that pattern and decide to join with us. Now, a lot don't. A lot of people are going to move along, and you're never going to take everybody to the next level. There's going to be some seasons of ministry where you're going to have some attrition. But by and large, if we can get people daily in the Word, if we'll maintain a strong biblical pulpit ministry, and if we ourselves will stay and be faithful, you turn around a few decades later and you see people who really are getting rooted, they really are getting grounded, they really are established. The devil's still going to take his best shots at them and at us, but if we'll follow those principles, God will honor His Word. Hope you have a great week.